Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Halloween, everybody! And because it is the Halloween weekend and we got a bunch of ups and downs to do, it's only fair that we play up to tradition, so...
That's right, it's me, the Wizard in the Sky! Happy Halloween! And I shall be taking you through the ups and the downs when it comes to WWE SmackDown. Now, the only problem with this is that we can't attach the microphone properly because it rustles on the bed. And therefore,
just gonna have to do it like this. Obviously, I can't do that voice the entire time. I will collapse. And if you decide to skip the intro and you just join halfway through and you see this, well, more for you. You have learned a valuable lesson. Happy Halloween again. Let's up those downs. Had an interesting start to SmackDown this week because Charlotte Flair was here. Ruh-roh. Now, I'm sure you've heard the news throughout the week that that segment last week with Becky Lynch did not go to plan, but let's all just calm down and wait and see how it plays out, because really, you never truly know what's going on in somebody's head. What I will say is that having the Queen come out and just say the same thing every single week is getting a little bit boring. She goes, oh man, I won championships so many times, I'm the face of the company, nobody can beat me. It's fine when you do it for a few weeks, but it's like anything in this life, when you continually do the same thing over and over again, it's the law of diminishing returns, and it just gets a little bit dull. It was the same when Sasha Banks interrupted and just waddled down and went geese title shot, and I was so sure that Charlotte was going to go, yeah, sure, here is a title shot, because that's all that ever happens in WWE. But then they actually surprised me, and I started to feel excited in my tum-tum. Because after Flair had said, no, I don't want to do this, and I want to fight somebody new, out came Shotzi in her tank, and she fired something out of the barrel, and that's not a euphemism, and she said she would love a match against Charlotte. If you can believe it, Charlotte actually said yes. So I was like, yes, new, great freshness, actually doing something with someone who had been on NXT and now was put on the main roster, and that was gonna get it up. And then though, we ran right into the down, because of course we did. Because we weren't mucking around in the sense we went straight into this match, but as ever, Shotzi lost. And they had a really fun and a really exciting match, and I was enjoying myself. But when we got to the end, I was like, why? Why do we do this? We introduce someone, and we put them on a pedestal, and then we drop them down and watch them career into the floor. I tell you the biggest problem with this, I was disappointed. That's right, that's how I felt. Just overwhelmingly disappointed. I know wins and losses don't matter, but the secret of wrestling is that wins and losses do matter. I have one word for you, or one name, Goldberg. It also ended with distraction after Shotzi had almost bumped into Sasha Banks, who had stayed at ringside. And because they locked eyes with each other, Shotzi totally forgot she was in a match. She got back in the ring. She got hit with the natural selection. 1, 2, 3. So we bring it out of the distraction board. That goes up to 115. Of course, because this had happened, we turned Shotzi heel straight away. And honestly, because I was dressed like the Wizard of the Sky, I was like, ha 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 ha, hullabaloo, I will just do that, because despite Shotzi receiving a positive reaction from the fans, we have to do a swerve, otherwise how the hell are we going to get through a TV show? And she did beat up Sasha Banks and said something like, eat my tank. I don't know what eat my tank means. I don't think anybody should be eating a tank. It just felt so, I don't know, WWE. It's like, here's a really likable person, so we're going to surprise you, and she's going to be a bad guy. I would have much preferred it if she had walked out there, surprised Charlotte Flair, even with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and won. At least that would have been different, and at least it would have opened the door. Jeff Hardy was then meant to be interviewed and was probably going to say something really weird when he got interrupted by Madcap Moss and Baron Corbin, and of course they just told a bunch of jokes and they walked off. But I love these two, especially because I know at one point they're probably going to drop the whole two fish in a tank and one says to the other, can you drive this? And then I will chuckle away. We'll get back to them later. This also led to another interview with Paul Heyman, and this was also absolutely fabulous, because we had learned that Brock Lesnar was going to be fined $1 million. So I guess WWE's been watching Austin Powers. So Caleb Braxton said to Paul, how do you think Brock's going to react to this? And all of a sudden, he was in advocate mode saying Brock Lesnar's going to march to the office and he is going to eat the children of the people who had done this before he realized what he had said. And he scurried off like, please, Roman Reigns, don't kill me. This whole story is just great. It gives you a little piece of information to chew on for the next 7 days. And the whole time you're like, oh, what's going to happen? It's almost like WWE should be doing this all around. Happiness and sadness then reign supreme. So it was basically like the same relationship I had with my parents. Because I lit up when we were told that it was going to be Drew McIntyre versus Mustafa Ali. But then I fell down on the floor and cried when I clocked this in at 2 minutes. What is cool is that it does sound like Drew is going to continue on this open challenge every single week. Because he came out here and said, who wants to talk? Somebody come and face me. And it was Mustafa Ali. And honestly, I was doing backflips at this point because Drew McIntyre versus Mustafa Ali is the stuff I was born for. Talking about making the most of your time though, because even though McIntyre was throwing him around to begin with, when he did go for the Claymore kick and missed, Mustafa Ali hit his go button and he was busting out all of these moves. I was really, really, really having fun. I mean, he just bopped Drew with all he had and at one point was going to go for the 450. But very sadly, he wasn't able to hit it. However, he was then able to avoid another Claymore kick when Drew was like, okay, well, if you're going to keep being flippy dippy doodah guy, I'm going to lock you in a Kimura. And he tapped him out. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was preparing McIntyre for a match against someone that maybe, just maybe, has a finishing move known as the guillotine choke, I would want to have a submission move as well. But what do I know? I'm just a wizard in the sky. But I will say this, while these kind of matches do need to go longer, it's just so good, and these two guys are such good wrestlers, so I'm giving it up. Because seriously, I would have taken a whole feud between these two, much as I would have done last week between Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn. But at least we do, I think, have something for Mustafa Ali. Because he got on the microphone afterwards and he said, I know why you guys don't like me, because of my name. And if WWE gives Ali free reign to sort of make this story his own, he will absolutely smash it. I am loving King Xavier Woods too, because he was in the back here as Hit Row was just like, oh my gosh, it's King Xavier Woods. We love you so much. You're our best friend in the world. Please, will you come over here and give us a hug? And he has wanted this for so long, so it's just so nice to finally see him having it. Having hair is really annoying. And this was especially true because he then made his way to the ring and he made Kofi Kingston a knight. It was so good instantly because the crowd were chanting, you deserve it. And Woods said, yeah, I do deserve it. I do a lot for this company. So you're damn right. And then, yeah, he got Kofi to go down on one knee and he anointed him Sir Kofi. And these two were just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we've made it here. He even called him the Hand of the King and he had a special badge. This was like, I don't know, silly Game of Thrones. So these two are going to run riot with this, but you just knew a couple of people were going to interrupt because it is WWE. And man, we're going to have fun with that counter in 2022, and I did have to laugh because it was the Usos. Now, usually I'd have been like, are you kidding me? Because these two teams have just feuded over and over again. But Jay especially got me into this. He was like, nah, brah, you don't get to be the Hand of the King. I'm the second hand when it comes to Roman Reigns. And it is true, he was calling himself that. Woods, bless him, then said, fine, we're going to have a trial by combat. And what he did mean was they were going to have a match when Michael Cole and Pat McAfee were like, well, he doesn't actually have those powers. So let's hope that Sonya Deville or Adam Pearce granted. All of this was just a joy to watch. I love these four. Corbin and Moss then had a trick or street fight with Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs, and it is getting an up. And that's for all those crazy people who all week have been messaging me going, I can't believe you gave it up to that AEW Dynamite main event. If WWE had never done this, you would have melted down. I don't know whose content you've been watching. I am like the king of goofy wrestling. I have said over and over again how much I like it. And yeah, I really like this. As ever, WWE is a little more on the nose because they just had Halloween decorations everywhere. And the best part of this is when Rick Boogs got his guitar and started going raw, 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 and playing it. So Baron Corbin just got a kendo stick and smacked him on the back. Yeah, that'll do it. WWE still felt the need to have the 24/7 pack just interrupt halfway through this, and we really need to stop it because this angle adds nothing to nothing. And then when we cut back to the match, Madcap Moss was trying to take Rick Boogs' head and dunk it in a tub of apples. I mean, what a sentence that was, and Rick was able to reverse it before Boogs, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Pat McAfee on commentary just started eating the fruit. That's when I realized, yep, I want more of this in my life. Candy was flying all over the place at one point as well, because why not? And Happy Corbin is just the best heel, because he was going to use a pumpkin as a weapon at one point, but because the fans were going, yeah, use the pumpkin, smash the soul out of his brain, he decided not to, and instantly everyone started to boo. Later on as well, Moss just put a pumpkin over Shinsuke Nakamura's head as he was about to go for the Kinshasa, and that's like the greatest second attire you've ever seen in your life. And I also like the finish here, especially if it's going to go in the direction I want it to. Because just as Rick was about to go for something off the top, two dudes in Halloween costumes popped up and they shoffed him off the top rope, which allowed Madcap Moss to hit his neck breaker and get the 1-2-3. And when these guys revealed themselves, it was Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza. And I was like, wait. Are we about to put these two with Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin? Because if we are, where do I sign? I want that group. Have them call themselves the Awesome Foursome 2, because it's just so immature, and it ties directly into the theme. We had a really odd segment with Sonya Deville after this, who was about to be interviewed about Naomi, when Sami Zayn just walked up and said, I'm not on the show tonight, and I really should be. And I was like, yeah, Sami Zayn should be on SmackDown. What the hell are we doing? This also led into Shayna Baszler versus Naomi, and it did leave me in an odd position. Because nobody has still told me why Shayna Baszler had joined up with Sonya Deville. I mean, I do like the pairing, but what is the explanation? And this match only went 1 minute. And even in that 60 seconds, we still found ways to incorporate a bunch of nonsense, because there was no referee in the ring, and Shayna was like, where's the ref? I want to kill someone. So, of course, Sonya Deville came out and said, well, unfortunately, we are a bit down on officials after what Brock Lesnar did last week, so I will be the referee. And you can see where this is going from here. Because naturally it ended with distraction or distractions, because Sonya Deville was just getting in the way and Sonya Deville was refusing to count. And as soon as Shayna Baszler had any kind of pin on Naomi, she went 1-2-3. And it was the fastest pin you've ever seen in your life. I still think this counts though, so I'm gonna bring it down and the distraction counter moves up to 116. And obviously afterwards, Naomi was like, Sonya Deville, I'm going to rip the bones out of your body. Shayna Baszler snuck up behind her, she locked on the Kirifuda clutch, and Naomi had been screwed again. With all that said though, while this could have had a bit more time to it, it is officially a long-term story by WWE. And Naomi was freaking out afterwards saying, man, I'm going to beat up Sonya Deville, I'm going to beat up Shayna Baszler. So she still does have this fire, we just need to make sure it has a nice satisfying ending. All of this will be fine. I'm giving it up. It was then the New Day versus the Usos in our main event. And once again, I was like, we've done this match so much. And we really do need some new tag teams in this division. But as always, they're so good. They know how to have a really great tag team match. I ain't gonna be that guy, and it's getting it up. Kofi Kingston really was in fighting mood as well, I guess because he just got all these new responsibilities, so he had to make sure he pleased his king. But sadly, when he did jump out of the ring, he got caught by Jimmy and Jay, who just chucked him across the announce table. That allowed the Usos to take over for a while before Kofi Kingston did get the hot tag to royalty. How nice is it that we get to say that sentence? Jay screwed that up though by punching him in the face, and then there was a really close near fall after a Samoan drop. And when that didn't work, Jimmy and Jay went, okay, well, we're gonna give you a couple of super kicks, this time on Kofi Kingston, who was back in the ring. And that was also just for two. He was about to lose as well when the Usos decided to double splash him, but Xavier managed to push one of the Usos off the ropes. And because he'd also blind tagged himself in, they didn't know what was going on. So he hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll up to get the three. And Xavier Woods can get away with this until the end of time. Just go and look at his social media. He likes this maneuver as much as I do. The New Day then celebrated to end SmackDown, and you may be thinking at this point, oh my gosh, Roman Reigns wasn't on the entire show, but that's good. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and it really does enhance your star power when you do return. This was a fine SmackDown. It ticked all the boxes. It kind of floated along, and I'm giving it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.